You're listening to the Ben Fordham Podcast. And now, Ben Fordham Comments.
Well, there's a Victorian MP who is fighting to save her career. She has been rejected by her own party, and she's battling moves to expel her for good. Her name is Moira Deeming. And on the weekend, she attended an event called Let Women Speak. It was attended by women with a simple message. They want women's change rooms to be for women only, and they want the same rule for women's sport. But while they were demonstrating in Melbourne, a bunch of neo-Nazis turned up. They were not part of the Let Women Speak event. There were three separate demonstrations going on. So there was Let Women Speak, there was a group protesting against Let Women Speak, and then there were the neo-Nazis who rocked up. Police were keeping them all apart. But the Victorian Liberal leader John Pizzuto is acting like they were all there together, because he's now decided that he wants to get rid of one of his MPs, Moira Deeming, because she was at Let Women Speak. John Pizzuto says she stayed at the rally after the neo-Nazis turned up, but she was part of a different group of demonstrators. So that's a bit like a fight breaking out in the crowd at the footy and security removes people sitting in a different bay. Moira Deeming says, after the event, I was informed that these masked men had mounted Parliament House outside of our view and performed a Nazi salute. Members of our group asked the police to make them leave, but we were informed that police had no powers to move them on. I condemn the actions of the masked men in black, who were later identified as neo-Nazis, who gate-crashed the Let Women Speak event. I completely reject the beliefs of National Socialists, and I've seen firsthand the impact that the Holocaust has had on a family member. But her boss, John Pizzuto, won't let the facts get in the way. He wants her cancelled. And once upon a time, we were responsible for our own actions or our own words. But now, apparently, we're responsible for others. And John Pizzuto has stuffed up his argument for getting rid of Moira Deeming. Now, you need a bit of a whiteboard to follow this, but I'll do my best. So the Victorian Liberal leader has attempted to draw a link between his MP Moira Deeming, a British guest speaker Kelly Jane Keane, and some people that Kelly Jane Keane allegedly once appeared with.
She's done videos with Richard Spencer, Mark Collett, Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke.
Well, that's wrong, wrong, and wrong. It's just a straight-out lie. You just heard John Pizzuto naming three men and claiming that Kelly J. Keane filmed videos with him. Well, where are the videos? She's never met them. How did he get it so wrong? Well, he was reading up on Kelly J. Keane on Wikipedia. There was his first mistake. And he misread something. The Wikipedia page mentions another man who has appeared in videos with those three individuals, not Kelly J. Keane. But again, don't let the facts get in the way. Moira Deeming is being blamed for something done by others and for hanging out with a woman who is falsely accused of associating with three people that she's never met. And Kelly J. Keane is now briefing lawyers and considering legal action against the Victorian Liberal leader. And the Victorian government is now vowing to make the Nazi salute illegal, because when the racist scumbags were marching through the middle of Melbourne, the police just stood back and watched.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.